there exists a subgroup, the nice guy. A dying breed of chivalrous, romantic, domesticated gentlemen whose qualities are desired by the opposite sex, allegedly. However, they are dismissed and confined in such concepts as the bestie, work husband, and the dreaded friend zone. Jason and Manny are the last of the nice guys.
Hey guys, how's it going? Welcome to another avoidance episode of The Last of the Nice Guys, because we still are avoiding a 100th episode.
Still can't get our stuff together.
Which is crazy because we're over 100 episodes chronologically. It's insane in the membrane. Not mean? Yeah.
Off rip, son. Off rip, son.
So, hey there. Hey. Hi, I'm Manny. And that guy over there, I think
your audio's a little low.
Oh, sorry. I need to talk louder.
A little bit. Or get a little closer to the mic.
Well, don't tell me what to do.
I know that's right.
How's that? Is that better?
Anyway. Yeah, sure. Why not?
So, I'm Manny. And that guy's over there, that other guy, the other face on the screen.
I think I'm usually on your right now when I rendered this video.
It's weird because
I think you're
on
gonna
my
be
screen. You're on my left.
I think you're gonna be here.
Okay, so
I think you should look at YouTube because it renders the same way on YouTube. I'm pretty sure you're always on my left in YouTube. Yeah,
this guy over here.
That guy.
That's
no,
Jason.
This guy, not this
sensual bald man here.
Hold on now. You do know that it is now considered not a hate crime. Oh my God, I saw it. In the UK, it is harassment if you call a bald man bald. It's officially harassment in the UK. Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
That's what's happening.
Today's world has gone to shit.
I know. I saw it on social media and it said in the UK, it is considered harassment to call a bald man bald. So yeah, you know, it's like I said, we're watching our society, you know, fall apart piece by piece in real time.
That's crazy because I don't find it insulting at all. I could care less. I'm bald.
I mean, Will Smith does.
That's because he's balding.
Well, no, it's because of his wife anyway. off rip. So today's topic is the nice guys versus good guys. What's the difference? What's better? And I'm finally going to answer a question that maybe none of you guys ever considered it, but I've been asked this personally by many listeners that know me personally, and we're going to get into that. So, Manny, I still consider you a nice guy. I do. But off air, you know, you had said nice guys suck. So it's really funny. But I consider you to be a nice guy. What is your definition of nice guy versus good guy? You know, you see on my background, it says kind. Kind, take kind out. I mean good. Nice guy versus a good guy. But the reason why I kept this background up for those of you who are watching YouTube is because exactly what's being listed on kind is exactly what a good guy is. So I'll hit you up, Manny, first. You know, you can define what a nice guy is, define what a good guy is, and then what you consider to be better, I guess, and then I'll do the same and I'll read what it says here in my background. Or should I read my background first?
So I don't consider myself to be a nice guy. I consider myself to be a good man with nice guy tendencies. So I kind of overlap depending on who the individual is that I'm being kind to.
Okay.
The difference to me is that the nice guy is always trying to be nice and always trying to seek some sort of like external validation and approval. You know, they don't want to be disliked. They don't want to be the odd kid. They always got to be, everybody's got to like me. I want everybody to like me, and I don't want everybody to have a negative thought about me. Whereas the good man is like, I don't give a damn what they think. And just because you feel some kind of way about me, that doesn't change who I am as a person. If I'm kind, I'm kind, whether you're a dick or not. They don't need that external validation, and they don't need, such approval. They have, they stick to their, their internal values and their own integrity. So for me, I kind of resemble that. The nice guy is always trying to, I guess, do things, like do acts and do kind gestures for the sake of somebody to like them, or to have, again, that meaningful approval from everybody else. Whereas the good guy is like, I'll do it, but don't think that it means anything. Like, I'm just doing it because that's just who I am. I'm not trying to get you to like me. It's just, I'm a human being, you're a human being, and if you're hungry, I'm giving you $5 because you need to eat, not because I need you to like me. So they do things out of the kindness of, their moral compass. So I don't believe I'm a nice guy. I've been one. And then I learned.
All right, I like that. I like that. Yeah, I mean, I agree with everything you said. I can make it more personal because I was the epitome of what a nice guy was. I even said I was a nice guy, behaved as a nice guy. I used the term, I'm gonna be the nicest guy ever, especially in relation to my experiences with women. It's reality. People would call it, being Captain Save-A-Ho, and I was just being a nice guy. I'm talking about overly romantic gestures. I'm talking about having, believing I needed to prove myself to them before I even met them in person. I'm talking about, if they, don't seem to be interested in me, I'll still be there in the same capacity that they're used to, and I will allow myself to be friend zoned, believing like, one day you'll see, but until then, I'm gonna be the nicest guy, the best guy that you'll have, and eventually you're gonna wake up and say, you know what, Jason's the guy. I'm talking about never saying no, being hyper available, not just available, but hyper available, whether it be for women, for certain friends, for my kid's mom, whenever, saying, hey, listen, grab the boys. No questions asked. I just go and get them, period. Is that being not a nice guy? Yes. Is it being an attentive father? Sure. But it's also being a throw rug for her and then for other women. And yeah, I really didn't tell people what they needed to hear. I told them what they wanted to hear. Instead of saying, hey, you're fucking up, I'd be like, you know what, it's gonna get better. This is what you can do. This is how it's gonna work out. It's all gonna be fine. I was all about that and avoiding issues. I didn't want to fight with anybody. And just like Manny said, I didn't want to have anybody dislike me. I'd come in and I'd be the life of the party. I'd be a smile, smile, smile. And if somebody didn't like me, I'd make it my mission to have them change that opinion of me. Especially since that, why wouldn't you like me? It's me. I'm a nice guy. I'm a great guy. I'm there. Anybody can be counted on, and I was counted on a lot. A lot of people counted on me. Then, experiences with some friends, and especially with women, it began to chip away at that nice guy persona. It's why I said even before, it's why I even began this podcast saying I'm not a nice guy. I'm a host of the Last of the Nice Guys podcast, and the idea came from Joe, the former host. I don't even know what I want to call him. But from day one, from this podcast, I've never claimed to be a nice guy anymore when I got onto this podcast. Because by the time this podcast began, I was on my way out. And I didn't know that it was the term was gonna be good guy. I just thought, nope, not a nice guy anymore. Not an asshole. Absolutely not. I'll never be that guy. It's not in my disposition. But I began to get to speak, you speak my mind, call out the nonsense when I see it, because I determined, wouldn't you want a friend that tells you like it is, instead of just sitting there and watching you self-destruct? That's what you would want. And that's what I wanted. I began to see the things that I was lacking. And you can't ask from the universe what you don't give itself. So I started telling people what they didn't want to hear. And I started putting up boundaries and saying, listen, if you, okay, fine. You can keep hanging out with that piece of crap guy or that piece of crap girl, whatever it is, you know, but I don't want to hear it anymore. You can't come to me with the issues anymore. I wipe my hands of it. I'm done. You know, that was issues. I lost a lot of friends with just that alone by putting that boundary up. I'm just like, well, how many times are we gonna hear you bitch about your some person of the opposite sex or some friend or some family member, and then it's fine, and then you rinse and repeat. No, I wasn't about that. So yeah, I began to set boundaries. I began to speak my mind. I began to stop being available, not even hyper available, available period. You know what I'm saying? I would be there. You could ask me, but if I had any reason, almost any reason, not to say no, I would. In other words, I would not, if I was free and I had no reason to say no, you got me. But if I have a plan, if I have what is the phrase I want to use?
Previous engagement.
Previous engagements, previous responsibilities, I would have dropped that. So, for example, there was one time when I had an actual test. I had a test. I think it was my second false start at Broward College. And I skipped my test to help out some girl. Yeah, that's the kind of nice guy I was. I said, no, it's okay. I'll email my professor and see if I can get an extension or retesting. But sure, I'll come pick you up and do whatever. I don't remember which girl. No, I remember which girl it was. I just don't remember what the scenario was. But that was the nice guy. Me now, no, I'm sorry, I got things to do. You know, maybe next time, you know. So I'm not a dick, but I set priorities. And I lost many, many, many of friends. I wouldn't say lost, but you know, lost touch. Because what was the phrase? When you shift from nice to good, you've changed. I don't like this side of you. What do you mean that you won't pay for this? You know, it just became a shame. And that's the kind of guy
You
that I am now.
mentioned it before, where you actually start standing up for yourself,
Yeah.
and all of a sudden, if everybody comes looking at you like you're the bad guy, it's like, oh
Oh
my God, you're so
yeah.
different, you're changed now.
Oh
It's
yeah.
like, no, I've decided to put my damn foot down and
Yeah.
stop being walked all
I made
over. I'm not
myself
allowing
the
no more.
priority,
Right.
you know, and the climax of becoming a good guy was learning, was deciding I don't want to date anymore because there's no point. And a good guy prioritizes themselves. And when I stopped dating, upwards, it's going to be 3 years now that I stopped dating cold turkey. I mean, cold turkey, I mean, I just said, nope, delete everything. I'm done. Not even a slow burn. I'm done. It'll be 3 years this January. And I just reinvested myself. I said, no. And in those 3 years, I look what I've done. So what I've accomplished. And so it's being a good guy is the right thing to do. And it's what I'm telling my sons now to do. I said, let's don't be a nice guy. Be a good person. Don't be a nice guy. Be a good person. You know, be there, be respectful, be attentive, but do not sacrifice yourself or your goals or your for anybody. Anybody. Nobody, nobody,
Correct.
nobody. Except for maybe your offspring. And if you have like the most amazing spouse in the world, not sacrifice, compromise. But that's it. And the reason why I say sacrifice for your offspring is because you brought them into this world. You kind of have to deal with it. Like that is your responsibility. They didn't ask to be here. That's the only thing I would say you'd sacrifice for.
Fuck them
But other
kids.
than that, you go from there. So clearly being a good guy is superior. And I wish I was a good guy earlier. It would have saved me a lot of embarrassment, a lot of money, a lot of heartbreak on purpose. So for those of you who are watching on YouTube, behind me, I have a kind and nice. I'm not going to read both because I don't care about both. It's polar up, dipolar for me, one or the other. And nice is nice, but kind, like I said, I would prefer that more as good. But I read it now. A nice person or a nice guy or just nice in general is most concerned with not upsetting others, self-sacrificing, difficulty saying no. I remember we did an episode called The Power of No. I remember that. Avoiding conflicts at all costs, telling people what they want to hear, and they're all about short-term comfort. While conversely, a kind or a good guy, good person, is most concerned with doing the right thing. I want to make it very clear, doing the right thing isn't always the nice thing, isn't always a nice concept or a nice guy trope. Just make it very clear. The right thing is not always the nice thing.
Right.
Setting boundaries when needed, addressing issues at the risk of it entering conflict, honest, even if it's uncomfortable. Hello. and long-term positive impact. In other words, we know if we want to act, we want the act to be long-lasting and meaningful, not temporary, short, temporary. And so what's an example of that? You have your homeboy is with a kind of a crappy woman, and short-term is making him feel better at the moment. Let's go get a drink. It'll blow over. You'll be fine. Long-term is sitting him down and saying, listen, you need to address
Deserve
these
better.
situations. Yeah, you deserve better. You need to address these issues with her. And if she does not reciprocate, you need to take these steps to achieve a better outcome. That's the difference between short-term and long-term, short-term comfort and long-term positive impact. That's what a good person wants to do. If they're gonna intercede in somebody else's issues, they're not gonna be sit there and pat you on the back and say, it's gonna be better, you deserve better, kind of thing, temporarily. They're gonna want to act. They're gonna provide actionable responses that you will or will not respond to. Now, I want to be very clear, you're not required to listen to the advice of a good person, but just know that that good person now has a choice that after they gave you their 2 cents, because you came to them, most likely than not, they're good to go. So, and I've made this example before. So here's before the same girl actually that I ended up skipping a test for to see, is the same girl that I had brought this up before, where she completely embarrassed me in front of at a friend's surprise engagement in front of a bunch of new people that I barely even knew, right? And even though the groom was a good friend at the time, right, very good friend at the time, and he and I since. He was a victim of the whole turning into a good guy thing where I just spoke my mind. It didn't really work out. And, that friendship broke, and I have no interest in mending that whatsoever. But one thing I will always respect from him, and that I'll always cherish, the one memory, and the only reason why I can never, ever, ever hate this man's guts is at
Occasion
his, huh?
is occasion.
Well, yeah, his event, his occasion, his surprise engagement. He took the time out, and we were close. But he knew I was into this girl because, whenever she came down, it was all about her. And oh my God, and he knew I was into her. He found time on his surprise engagement weekend in Orlando to come to my room. He just proposed. I'm talking about he should have been having all the post-engagement sex, okay? He just proposed. He left his special suite. He came and walked around to the north to the normies apartments, okay? Knocks on the door, asks me to come downstairs to the parking lot, okay? Because the girl was in the same room with me, and took a risk to say, "Listen, first I want to thank you for your help. And I know you're having a good time here, but I think you'd be having a better time if she wasn't here with you." And I remember when he said that, my heart sank. He said, "Listen, I don't want to embarrass you, but everybody's talking about it. They don't like her. They don't like how she's treating you. They were talking. They were hoping that you're not really dating her. They're wondering what's wrong with you. Like, this is what everybody's talking about." And he's right, because when I went to the post-engagement champagne, alcohol, whatever thing they were doing in their suite, when I say, they're all speaking in Spanish, when I walk through that door, you could hear a pin drop. You know they were talking about me. Like, I felt it, and I was like, yep. Because she didn't come with me, because this is right after she had damn near cursed me out in front of everybody. And yeah. God, I hate this car. This memory is hilarious. But I bring it up because that was him, and he's a nice guy. He is the definition of a nice guy. But he, for a moment, put on his good guy hat and he confronted me. And it's because of him. Because of him, mind you, I didn't have to listen to him. I could have been like, well, yeah, she's fine, she's just stressed out. No, because of him, on the drive back, as she's sitting there saying, I can't wait to start my vacation now. I can't wait to go here. I can't wait to go there. Knowing that all these places she's listing was going to come out of my pocket, right? I sent her ass home. We got back to my apartment. And whenever she would come over, I'd give her my room. I'd give up my room to her. Nice guy. And I would sleep in my kid's room. Whenever, you know, because she'd usually come when I didn't have them, because I had them, that time it was still 50-50. It was still more often than not, but then sometimes I was like, look, I have somebody over. And, but no, that's not true, because she did meet them a few times, actually. But I was sleeping in my kid's room with them if they were there too when she was there. And so she's in my room, she's all excited, and I'm sitting in my boy's room, sitting on the bottom bunk, right? And I literally have my hands over my face like this, not crying, just like deep, like in thought, trying to muster up the courage to say, you gotta go home. I'm not doing this. And I think something happened or something. I don't know what it was. I got a message. I think their mom had messaged me and said, listen, I need you to get the boys because X, Y, and Z. And I said, you know what? Perfect excuse. I'm out. I got up, went into that room and said, listen, you have to go home. And I remember her saying, and I believe I told this story, but I'll say, and she asked me, she's like, can I ask you why? Just like that. She honestly wasn't, she looked like she was confused. And I said, because you're being you. That was it. Because it wasn't that she treated me bad. I had realized at that moment, that's her. That's always been her. But I've never noticed it, because she was whenever she came down, she always was the center of my attention. It was always her show. And this was the first time she had to take back seat to something else. And she didn't like it. She honestly didn't like it. I said, you being you. That's why. And please believe, I sent her home. We went. I had her call the airline. I had her find out how much the flight would be to go back. Yes, I did pay the difference, because I invited her and I thought, you know, I paid the difference of the flight, the change in the flight, and it was kind of hefty. But compared to what she wanted to do, that's what is that called? A buyer's remorse fee? Isn't it like, I believe, isn't there's a fee that if you return a car at a certain amount of time, you still have to pay like a dealer restock fee or something like that? Yeah, that's what that was. That was my buyer's remorse fee, and I took it. And she's like, well, you know, so I'll drive you to the airport. No, I don't feel comfortable with you driving to the airport. That's okay. I'll get you an Uber. That's fine. I took her an Uber, sent her on her way. We never spoke again. Never spoke again. And that is because my nice guy of a friend at the time had the courage to be a good guy, take me off to a side and tell me, bro, you deserve better. Bro, you know, this is not, she's not it. And he said, damn the consequences. Unfortunately, when I reciprocated this to him, you know, it didn't go very well.
It didn't go
On the opposite end,
very
it didn't go very well at all. At all. And that's part of the reason why the friendships, you know, kind of died, because I'm just like, what are you doing? And that was, of course, about the whole marriage thing and the speed of which it was and everything. Like, I didn't get it. But, you know, I respect that. And to this day, I hold this story high regards. It's the one thing that'll keep this man from being, you know, persona non grata with me, you know, when it comes to all these things. And so that's the difference. And you have to be strong enough to be able to be a good person and I don't want to say attack, but like, don't be afraid to just tell your close friend, your homie, your family member, your spouse, look, you're fucking up. This is what it is. And you would hope that they respect it enough to at least hear you out, even if they don't agree with you. Now, for all he knew, I would have told him, you know, go F yourself. How dare you? I spent all this time, you know, helping you with your, and I did help him with his engagement. I helped him with, you know, to rehearse his speech. I even purchased a spy cam. It was a pen spy cam, so we can get a POV version of him asking here. I
That's what
coordinated
I'm
with,
about.
yeah, I coordinated with four people in to. Record on their phones from different vantage points. So when I edited the video together, you got all the vantage points. I got all coverage because Disney wouldn't let me bring my big camera. I wanted to bring the big camera. I contacted them. They said, no, you can't bring the big camera. I said, but it's for an engagement at your place. Wouldn't you want the, no, couldn't do it. We could have hired somebody. So forget that. Bunch of cell phones. And the coverage was amazing. It was amazing. It was an amazing video. And the POV shot, you know, and it was great. But I could have easily been like, yo, you know, how are you gonna bring this upon me? This girl's whatever. You don't know what you're talking about. I could have done that to him. And he knows it was a possibility. Because I was into her like that. And I was into her like that from back in high school for years. So, you know, he took a shot and I respect it. And I will always be grateful for that, because it was one of the very few back then in my late 20s or in my 20s at all that I can say I honestly stood up for myself. Very few times, very few times because I was a nice guy. And but even a nice guy gets pushed to the edge. And then, of course, continuing the date, I eventually shifted from thing. I could read both, but I don't want to read the both. The both doesn't matter or anything because I don't think anybody should be both. I think you should be good or kind. I don't think anybody should be nice. At least not to any
Nice.
not to any not as part of their personality. You can be nice sometimes. You can be sweet, nice. Or avoiding conflict at all costs, but avoiding conflict, pick and choosing your battles. That's a little nice. If you just look at somebody like, you know what? It's not worth giving a piece of my mind. That could be considered nice, sure. But nice guys,
For the sake of getting approval and affirmation from somebody else is that's the problem.
yes.
If you're picking and choosing your battles just for the sake of your own peace, that's how it's supposed to be done,
So
not
then
because
that's so then
somebody.
that's so then that's probably good. Then you're right. It could be. Yeah, you're right. Then that's probably a
If you're
good guy
doing it for
trait.
your own peace, then sure.
Yes.
But if you're doing it
For somebody else's
for
peace,
somebody
then
else's, not you're wrong. Don't do it.
yes. Yeah, then you're being nice. So I mean, that's the whole point. And nice guys, yeah, they finish last. They finish last if they finish at all. That's reality. And the sad
Because
part is though.
they put themselves not
Correct.
even on the list, and that's the
Correct.
problem.
And the sad part is when it comes to interacting with females and women, is that they only want a nice guy after they've gone through it. They're broken, they're bruised, they've gone through some situations, they are, dare I say, traumatized. Now they want a nice guy. But what do they do to that nice guy? They visit all that trauma onto the nice guy. They trauma dump on him. Why? Because he's a nice guy, he'll take it. I know you're cheating. That's why you hang out with your friends. Okay, babe, then I won't hang out with my friends anymore. You know what I'm saying? Like it's kind of like a controlling thing in a weird way because you've been through everything else and you're like, you know what? Now I'm ready for the nice guy. I'm ready for the guy that I can I don't want to say control. Walk all
Walk all
over.
over and mold into my own personable trope.
Yeah. Or that is safe. They're safe. That's it. They're safe. But you only want that. That security, that safe and security, and
For so long because it gets boring or whatever the
it
hell.
can get boring and it could lead to cheating, but it also but when it comes to a woman that's broken to that point, then they're fine. And then they're what are they doing? They're settling. Women settle for the nice guy in their latter years because their SMV disappeared. They're finding it harder to date they're hitching their wagon to the nice guy. And usually what they do is they seek out the nice guy from their past. The friend zone guy from the past. You know what I'm saying? They'll wait for an excuse to reach out. Women are funny like that. They're not it's rare that they're gonna contact you and say, "Hey, what's up?" It'll be, "Hey, what's up? You crossed my mind because of this. Hey, what's up? This happened. What did you think? Hey, what's up? I knew you were known for this. What's up?" So for example, there was only one girl that I considered breaking my no dating rule for, okay? She is freaking beautiful, all right? Hands down. We've been talking on and off for the same 3 years. It's funny because I stopped dating and then she came around and she has a daughter and I'm like, oh man, I said I would never date any more single moms. But okay, very sweet. And because she slipped into my DMs, it's the funniest thing. She just liked my vibe and we would talk and whatever. And I say she was gorgeous. She is a Morena Colombian girl, very 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 sweet, from what I can tell. Her very attentive mother, and but when I tried to like initiate, okay, well let's hang out. It'd always be a problem. I would say, okay, well we can hang out, do something family friendly, bring your daughter. But I respected it. She's like she doesn't feel comfortable bringing her daughter around random guys. Totally understandable. I'm like, sure I'm random, but I'm a father too. You know what I'm about. You've kind of been following me for a while, but I respect that. The problem though is that, the father's on the picture. The father is like, who knows where the father is, right? Fine, and I'll take that at face value. So when she's not working, she's a barista actually, very cute in her little barista outfit. She's a barista. When she's not working, she's with her child. That makes sense. Got it. And I think she only has a certain amount of times where she can get a babysitter, or her mom will watch her kids, something like that. This is for 3 years now, and every time I tried to plan something, she'd cancel or wouldn't happen. I say, or whatever, and, but I was kind of into her. I brought her back. I brought her back, her and her kid back, souvenirs from Paris, from DR, from I think Texas. You know, that was where the nice guy was kind of slipping out a little bit. I was like, oh, you know, because I'm gonna see you. Why not? So I'll be sweet to you. Show you I'm a nice guy. I'll get these nothing crazy guys. We're talking about like a little teddy bear or something, or maybe a little like, I don't know, one of those landmark souvenir thingies, maybe a magnet, nothing crazy. So don't even. But the nice guy was peeking out. You know, my nice guy was showing, but she never made time to meet up. But she keeps forgetting I'm on her social media. So the one or two or three times a month that she has free time, she's hanging out with the girls. I see it. And I'll be like, no, we're not dating. You don't owe me anything, but you couldn't have given me one of those 3 days in that month, or in a few months later, you couldn't have given me one of those 2 or 3 days in that month to just hang out, get to know each other. No? Okay.
Not you, it's me.
No, of course. And the last time I did a real push to like, let's hang out, we actually made a date. And she canceled, I think, the Friday before, saying, oh, she can't. Didn't no reason. And I didn't push it, because I was just like, I don't care. You know, if I get to meet her, great. If I don't, because as I was really into her at the beginning, but literally after 6 months, I was like, yeah, this is whatever. So I'll just let her talk and disappear and talk and disappear. It is what it is. But if I could meet her, I'd love to, because that's how attracted to her I was. And so why do I bring this up? Well, because it's Halloween, and just recently, and I hadn't spoken to her in just under a year at all. I just left her on read when she said couldn't make it, left it on read, moved on. And so actually, no, that's not true. I said something else. She left me on a read. Forget that. She left me on a read. I think I had said, you know, something. She said, excuse me, let me be clear. She left me on read a couple of months ago. And I was like, all right, cool, I'm good. And you know, it's like, and I said to myself, the universe is just messing with me, because it knows I said I won't date anymore. And so bringing this girl around to have her mess with me, yeah, it's just the universe telling me, you're doing the right thing, stop messing around. Anyway, so it's Halloween, and I'm out with my friend and her son, which is practically my son. And there's this, like, some people go hard for Halloween, like hard. And so my friend was telling me, shout out to Holly, she was telling me that this house, she pointed across like this lake, that's the house. Wait till we reach that house. And when we got there, yeah, that was cool. And you know me, I posted online. I thought it was great. Too bad I didn't vlog it. It would have been a great vlog. And I wake up the next morning with a message from that girl saying, oh wow, that is so amazing. Where is this? Manny, I opened up that message, made sure that the check marks became blue, closed the message. I said, come on. You know that at this point, and mind you, and I will be very clear, she has been watching my stories every day on both Instagram and WhatsApp, consistently, when we do and do not talk. You know what I'm saying? So she sees everything. So I knew she was still around, because I would see her name pop up occasionally. Not occasionally, almost all the time, when I'm checking my metrics for my social media, for my posts. And it says, who's viewing it? There she is. Who's viewing it? There she is. Who's viewing it? There she is. And I was like, oh, well, look, I don't know what the point is. And I said, I know I'm going to hear from her again. She just needs the right excuse. And that's where it was. She got it. Just because she saw a really, and don't get me wrong, it was a really cool house. Really cool house. But she asked me, where is this? Let's be clear. Halloween's over. So even if I told you where it was, if you want to visit it, you'd have to put it in some kind of sticky note and remind yourself a year into the future. Why are you asking this question? No, because you found your excuse
She's
to,
trying
to.
to, yeah, she breaks, she found a way to break the ice.
Correct. She found her way. And I'm not saying that she did not find the house engaging, but that house was engaging enough to say, got my excuse. I'm gonna reach out to him, because you know he'll answer me, because he's done it in the past. And I did. That wasn't a nice guy thing. I just said whatever. I didn't take it seriously. But after the last time, I said, nah, I'm done. I'm not. She's playing too many games. I'm not with this. And honestly, I shouldn't even be contemplating or even looking at women when I'm local. If I want to, you know, a vacation date or a vacation girlfriend, cool. That's when I'm traveling. I'll meet new friends and do that. Check out my vlog. But locally, no. No, even if they are they're because I'm not saying I'm not dating Western women. I'm not saying I'm not dating US women. I'm saying I'm not dating locally at all. I want to have no, none of that. Nobody, 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 nobody. That's it's orange. Excuse me, dating in general, even long distance, temporary fun or companionship for an adventure. That's one thing, but nothing consistent, nothing long term, none of that. I don't want it anymore. So this is what I get for flirting with the idea because I was not going to pursue her and not like, or pursue is a different is a strong word. I wasn't going to engage or with her if I was just gonna be like, oh, well, we can hang out. No, I wasn't gonna do that. You know what I'm saying? But the nice guy in me began to show up. And so when she reached out, what would a nice guy do? Hey, long time. What's up? We should get together. What does a good guy do? They respect their boundaries and they don't respond. You know? Now, what does an asshole do? He blocks her. I'm not there. I don't need to. For what? You wanna stare at my story and stare at my life and see, you know, that life moves on. I don't know. I personally, I've said this many times, if I'm not fucking with you, okay, or I'm not, you know what I'm saying? Not in that way, but like dealing with you, if I'm not associated with you, I'm not looking at your life. I don't care. I'll either unfollow or if you're still there for any reason, I would mute you, but I wouldn't look at your life. I wouldn't have any interest. So when I was, wouldn't say this is just ladies, because that same friend, ex-friend that I brought up that I credit for being, there for me in that time of sadness or whatever it was, you know, he still looks at my stories as well. I'm just like, well, why? Like, we're not even, you know, we're tangentially associated because we're in the same group chat and that's it. So, you know, why would you care? I mean, and that's what I'm saying. So, and it's funny because I know we mentioned to you backsliding and whether it ever happened to you, and you're like, no, it never happens to me. Never. I'm just like, you're a liar. But I still think you're a liar. I know these women because you're manly, you're affable, you know, you're very lovable. And there's no way that any woman that gets even remotely close to you and then kind of falls off doesn't try and reach back out again and put you in a position where are you going to be the nice guy? Or you're going to be the good guy. Are you going to be the nice guy? And you're going to welcome them back with open arms? And let them probably do exactly what they did before, or are you gonna be a good guy and either confront them and say, yo, we ain't playing this game. You know, do you remember what you did? Or just you know, keep it clean and just fresh break. Don't respond at all. Because I'm telling you right now, that girl is not gonna hear from me ever again. I'm not mad at her. I'm honestly not. I just not interested. She officially killed it I don't want to be, I don't looking for female friends. I'm not looking for female lovers. I'm not looking for anything. I'm living my life and I need no distractions from what I'm trying to do. So
Yeah,
that's a lot of
my
talking.
situation, my situation is a little New York, unique,
A little
a little
New
New York.
York. Offer it.
My situation is a little unique because I don't have the time. So because I don't have the time, I don't care, flat out. You know, I'm sure if I put the effort, there might be some few, one, two, whatever, that might be like, oh, let's hang out, let's do this, let's meet up. But
Yeah, but they don't
I
know.
don't
They don't
entertain any of
know.
it.
But they don't know you don't have the time. So they'll still
Oh
reach
no,
out.
I make it known.
Huh? When?
I make it known.
Well, not when they disappear. Maybe things have changed and they're back and they're like, okay, let me reach out to Manny and see. Because I'm gonna tell you something now. I am shocked that the COVID soup girls never reached out again. I'm honestly shocked because of and that was early on in our friendship. We barely knew each other, but you know, for whatever reason,
They've moved on.
well, of course, but I'm quite surprised because COVID soup that night. Oh, and it's a joke, guys, because we went to a hookah lounge that had a hot tub and we just did the hell with it. And it was the beginning or the middle of COVID. Shit, it's before they really shut everything down. And so the joke is, when we told everybody what we did, they saw the pictures that I posted. They said because it was me, Manny, the two girls, one of them which he knew and her friend, and it was her friend's birthday. So we ended up doing like some kind of
And then,
like,
like all those other people that
Yeah, there was another guy. It was two other guys and another girl, and we didn't know them. So who called? I don't know who called it, but our group chat said that looks like COVID soup, and we've been calling it COVID soup ever since. So, but all things considered, though, it turned into an impromptu like weird double date where me and you ended up taking out your girls or whatever, air quote girls, your girl's friend for her birthday. It was a great night, and of all things, I'm quite shocked that they never like reached out again and be like, "Hey, let's hang out," because that was a lot of fun. So I'm really shocked. I'm shocked back then. Now I don't. Now please don't. But I always expected them. I did. I always expected them to reach back out, at least to you, and say, "Yo, let's hang out again. That was so much fun," because they had a blast and they didn't pay for anything. So I mean, like what's up? But that was a good time. That was a very good time. But I would say that was a nice guy. That was us being nice guys because I don't remember, you had asked me to come with you, right? It was you.
But we it wasn't like a what you would call like a simp. It wasn't a simp situation. It
It
was more
wasn't a sim
like
situation.
it
And
was
we
just
didn't, but I
like
never
let's
said
just
sim.
hang out and just enjoy the night. Yeah,
Correct.
it was a nice guy thing to do, but
Right.
it wasn't for the simp of like.
But we weren't even on. I mean, I call it a double date because that's pretty much what it looked like and what it turned into in theory, but it really wasn't. It was two girls, two guys,
Random people.
the random, we're pretty much random, we ran some random people. Manny knew one of the girls, and I don't even know how well. I don't think it was very well at the time either.
Not really.
Right. So he barely knew the girl that we were hanging out with. We didn't know her friend. Her friend and the girl didn't know me. So it was a bunch of strangers going out and just hanging out. But then the two guys were like, you just be nice and pick up the tab kind of a thing. So it was I would still say that that's as close to being a nice guy as that I've ever experienced from you. And that probably, kind of popped out toward the end. I think it was my late 30s.
Yeah.
How long have we been friends? 4 years, 5 years,
About 5 years, yeah.
5 years. Yeah, so not even late. It was like, so if I'm 41 minus 38, no, 37, nope, 36,
Late 30s.
36. Yeah, so mid 30s. It was in mid 30s. So yeah, I was beginning to be on my way out because it was like, I want to say 38. Well, no, I don't want to say that. That is 38 because 3 years from 41 is 38. At 38, I was done, like flat out. So that being 36, I was literally on my way out. So that was probably one of the last nice guy things, minus what the little sweet things for that girl I just talked about, before it kind of just all just disappeared. But it was a good night. What are you laughing at?
No, I said it went away.
It did, it did, it
Well, I
did, like
didn't
a light
realize
switch.
that this hand went off camera, so I should have did this. It went
Oh,
away.
is that what you did? I was just like, what are you doing?
It went away.
But back to it though. So I mean, why? What is the purpose of being a nice guy?
The purpose of being a nice guy is you have insecurity issues, so you're needing and wanting that. You crave that those accolades from other people, the temporary accolades or whatever, and you just it, to me, I feel that it's more or less for you're insecure. It's an insecure situation because if you're more secure and you're emotionally intelligent, as a good guy, you don't care. You're doing things to be you're doing good things for the sake of being good. You're not doing it for people to like you. And that's what people need to understand. Don't do things to make people like you because they're going to continue wanting that those good things from you to the point where you can no longer do them, but you've put yourself in a position to just do them anyway. Whereas a good man or a good person will do them, but hey, listen, you get this one time, I can't do this again.
Yeah, you do. You, a good person will do it. Will do what a nice guy does. Well, it'll have a caveat. It'll have a cap. It'll have, rules or rules of engagement. It's not something that'll be, I would say it's not something that you can just call upon. It'd be have to, like, get an agreement. So yes, a nice guy and a good guy can do the same thing. But the good guy is like, look. It's this is a choice, and I can choose not to. A nice guy turns it into an obligation, and I can say that. I absolutely agree. As a former nice guy, it was absolutely because of my insecurity. I was a young, single father of two, with quite possibly the worst situation that a young man could be in, as a young father, right? You know, whether it be the drama of their mother and their mother's family, or the fact that I had no support system and I no support no local support system. I had a support system, but like verbally in name, they're all in New York. So, you know, and I learned very early on. I said this before. I learned very early on that, you know, women in their 20s and mid young early 20s, mid 20s, late 20s, they don't find an active father as sweet or anything appealing. You know, you guys always throw in our face that guys don't like to date single mothers. If they do date single mothers, they think that she's just open and loose. I'm telling you right now, I am a good example. I'm a decent guy, and I was a really nice guy back then. I'm telling you, I went on multiple dates in my early 20s and in mid 20s and late 20s. And when these girls found out that not only was I a father, but I was an active father, meaning beyond 2 weeks. You know, I'm sorry, beyond 2 weekends a month where I had them at least half the time, and they realized, oh, damn, if I get like serious with this guy, I'm gonna have to like deal with his kids half the time, as opposed to, okay, I'll just avoid the weekends, or I'll only see them on the weekends twice a month. That's what they thought. They thought, okay, oh my God, you're a nice guy, you see them every other weekend. Oh, no, I have them weekly, at least 3 to 4 days, 4 nights a week, every week, all the time. And kind of on call. So, you know, if I'm called to get them, I'll go and get them. And I thought this is gonna be like, yo, this is a good guy. He's what's up. That's what I'm new. No.
A
I even told
lot
this
of women in
no.
that they don't feed into that like that.
No, I wish, but I was shocked. I was shocked. I told you the story on this thing where it became to be it would happen, and I would
They
invest like two
don't
th
appreciate it until they become mothers themselves.
Correct. Correct. But you would think, okay, you know, the way a guy's, you know, that shows that he's a responsible and he's a good guy, and you know, he's not one of those deadbeats or whatever, but I even told the story that it became such a problem where I'd be like two, three, four dates in, and then I would tell them, yeah, I have kids, or I'd start opening up to my schedule, and they would, oh, well, I'm not into that, or they disappear, where I had to off rip on in the beginning of the dates, like purposely like drop my wallet where my picture of my kids would pop out, so they can be like, oh, you have kids? And I'd be like, well, yeah, and just get it over and done with. And I told you the one story, and I think I told on this podcast too, where that I did that very same tactic at Flipper's movie theater. I'll never forget it. And I flipped open my wallet, and right there, picture of my kids. Oh my God, those are your kids? I was like, yeah. She's like, okay, cool. You know, I'm, yeah, I'm, you know, I'm, you know, they're with me, you know, X number of times, and it's very fun, blah blah blah. And she's like, okay, well, I have to use the restroom, you know, go get the popcorn, whatever it was. And I'm in line, getting the concessions. Never came back. I don't know, and I don't make it very clear. No, she never came back. I don't know where she went. Never came back. And actually, here's the nice guy in me. I'm thinking something happened to her, and my concern is, what if something really happened to her? I was the last person to see her. Who's gonna be the one? That's what I was thinking. Like somebody grabbed her. Not that, yo, she doesn't want to deal with a guy with kids that's hyper emotional like that or hyper involved like that. She dipped out. And I know she's okay because eventually she did send a text and say, no, I'm fine, I just went home, kind of a thing. And here's the thing about that. I don't think Uber was a thing back then. So either she caught a cab, or she had somebody close by to pick her up, or maybe somebody was already there to pick her up. Who knows? I have no idea where she was, because I stepped outside. She wasn't outside. I went to the bathroom. I asked somebody to check in the bathroom. She dipped out, but she dipped out because of that. And I was like, yeah, this is why there's no point in it. And that is when I started exclusively dating single mothers, which was a whole other horrible decision on my part. But I said single mothers will appreciate me because I'm a single dad and I'm doing right, you know, and why not? No, that was a terrible idea. And nothing wrong with dating single mothers per se, but the ones I was choosing, or the ones that I was choosing that was either too freshly separated from their baby daddies, or the baby daddies were still kind of involved, or they were the chip on their shoulders. There's nothing wrong with dating single moms, but that's a lot of baggage though, because you don't know what trauma they have that they're going to visit upon you, whether It is intentionally or unintentionally. It's a bag of cats. I don't care what single moms out there is going to say. No, I'm fine. Yeah, sure. That's like saying I'm fine. I have my own baggage. Manny has his own baggage, but we're not gonna. But anyway, I mean, that's pretty much it. So about good guys and nice guys. You know, any final thoughts about nice guys versus good guys, Manny? You can cut it off.
If you feel like you're falling into the category of a nice guy, where you're just rolling over for people to like you, or you're just rolling over to be the good dog,
Stop it.
stop it.
Bad.
Stop it.
No.
Like, don't do it no more. Stop it. You want your belly rubbed? No, don't do
Yeah.
that. Because one, you're going to get walked all over. You're going to get abused. You're going to be taken advantage of. No one's going to respect you
Nope.
because you don't even respect yourself. If you can't
Nope.
put yourself and your peace first, for the sake of others, or primarily for the sake of yourself, you gotta reevaluate your priorities in your life. Preferably be the good guy where you're doing good things just for the sake of doing good things, not because you need approval and likes from other people or what have you. You always gotta consider your peace first because no one else is gonna do it for you. On a rare occasion, you might find somebody that might actually give a shit about you, or whatever the case is. But primarily, you're gonna fix yourself, and you're gonna keep carry yourself along this crazy thing called life. No one else is gonna do it for you.
It's great. It's true. Self-actualization, self-peace, all that stuff, it starts with you. Nobody can fill that void. And if you're not whole and content and at peace with yourself, you'll never find it with somebody else. That's just a reality. You'll never find it with anybody else. And you may think you did, but that's just like euphoria. And that doesn't last very long. Anyway, that's a wrap. Nice guys versus good guys. And I'm saying right now, being good, always be good. Because
Always
good
be good.
is better.
Don't
Thank
be
you for tuning
nice, be
in.
good.
That's right. Thanks for tuning in to the Last of Nice Guys podcast as we continue to avoid the 100th episode. And thank you for your time.
The Last of the Nice Guys. Follow, like, and subscribe on Twitter and Instagram at Last Nice Guys. Facebook.com/Last Nice Guys or email lastoftheniceguys@yahoo.com.
This is an audio production of Vibe Revelation Studios, the cure for your common day. VibeRevStudios.com.